Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and this is Season 7. Welcome. First, we're going to get you motivated. We're going to talk about dreams because they do come true if you have one.
Let's just get right to it. I was at a Hollywood event at the Wax Museum in Hollywood. Lots of working actors, so I asked them all this one question. And here we go.
Hi, we're here with the amazing Phoebe Price at a Hollywood event at the Wax Museum, Madame Tussauds, and we're going to ask her one question, and the question is, what advice would you have for someone who's getting into the acting, modeling, or the entertainment business today?
I would say just follow your dreams. It doesn't matter what career you follow. As long as you follow your dreams and you enjoy what you're doing, you'll always be a success at it. For as many no's as there is out there, there will always be somebody that will say yes. So you should keep trying until you actually fulfill your dreams, because one day they can actually come true.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Did you hear what she said? She says, one day somebody's going to say yes. And if you quit right now, it's never going to happen. So you better keep pursuing your dreams. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can find out more information on Phoebe on Instagram at Actress Phoebe Price.
Now we're moving on to quote number two. Let's see who's up next.
Hi, what is your name?
I'm Becca Pruitt.
Right, so I only have one question for you. And the question is, what advice would you give to some actor or actress getting into the entertainment business today?
Wow, okay, if it's something you really, really, really love, and only if it's something you really, really love. Because they say if you can do anything else and love anything else, you should do that. It's a really hard business to get into. But if you are unhappy doing other forms of work and this is like your thing, then give it all you've got and know that it's your own business and you have to treat it like that and give it all your heart, all your energy, and know that you're doing your own business. So you're your own manager, you're your own CEO, you're your own everything. So go in it expecting not a handout, but expecting to work your tail off, and then you might get somewhere. Sometimes people are found in all these different ways. You might be at a restaurant working and then they find you. You might be at a mall and they find you. But for a lot of people, it's about hard work. And if it's in your heart, then go for it and let nothing stop you.
To check out Miss Pruitt's Instagram, just go to Becca Pruitt fan page, BEKKAPREWITT fan page.
Well, that's a good start for the year 2022. Hopefully you're going to be motivated and you're going to pursue your career this year and all your dreams will come true if you have one. So remember, you need to be happy. This is your own business. You got to be your own manager. You have to work your tail off. You have to work hard. And basically, you have to actually be happy with what you're doing. All right, let's move on to quote number three.
Hi, what is your name?
Maggie O'Brien.
Maggie, I have a question for you. And the question is the same as I'm asking everyone else. What advice would you give to a young actor or actress getting into the business today?
I would say to don't be afraid to promote yourself on all the various different social channels, and don't be intimidated about what others are doing and compare yourself to other people, and just live with your truth and be authentic, and just know that the best thing about a dream is that you have one, and keep pushing forward and you'll get there.
So basically what she's saying is dreams come true if you have one.
Yes.
That is really great advice. To find out more about Maggie O'Brien, just go to Mags_O'Brien1. That's Mags_O'Brien, the number one on Instagram. All right, moving on. What is your name?
Britton Taylor.
Same question to you.
Okay, I think I would give the advice of something that is just basically your nuts and bolts of acting is trying to get into the Screen Actors Guild. If you don't get a Taft-Hartley or something, which, well, that's long and evolved, but you could become an extra, and then you ask the DP if you can have one of the vouchers of the SAG people, and once you get like five of them, you can join SAG.
So for all you non-union people out there.
Well, if you're a beginning actor just starting, you're not going to be a union actor yet. You said, what would I tell somebody just starting today? So there you go.
I stand corrected.
Two more great pieces of advice. Basically what I said, dreams come true if you have one. So if you don't have a dream, get one. And the other one was about getting into the Screen Actors Guild, getting however many vouchers you need. Then you can become a union extra, which pays right now $184 a day. Plus, they're paying $100 for a COVID test. Sometimes you take two or three COVID tests before you even work. So that's $484 you're going to make just doing that one extra gig. But that's going to go away. But right now, $184 for a union extra work. Just last year, I made an extra $5,000 doing extra work when I had a little bit extra time, but I only did it if it was a featured part. And even extra work is very competitive out there. If you get anything in this business, count your lucky stars and just say thank you. I get requests almost every day from Central Casting, but it's for like a bar patron, a wedding guest, wait staff, hospital staff. So I'm not going to submit for any of those roles because I don't need the money. It has to be something very, very specific, like cameraman, attorney. It has to be something really, really cool for me to submit to, but there's also going to be a lot of competition because what they do is they put me all on availability. And you're like, okay. And then just the last minute, they release you. But sometimes they book you and you get to play an extra feature part on your favorite shows, working with your favorite stars. It's really a lot of fun. If you live in LA or New York or Georgia or any place that cast extras, get on the set and pay attention to what the director does. The first AD, the second AD, the production assistants, the script supervisors, the DP, the gaffer. It's amazing. It's like a military operation. It's organized, it's professional, and it's amazing. Get on the set and start learning this business. So if you want to know more about stuff like that, just go to johnnykeith.com, K-E-A-T-T-H. I have a blog called The Life of a Hollywood Actor, post one, post two. Coming up post three, I don't post all the time, but when I work, I tell you things about self-taping. I'll tell you about the gigs that I've been doing. I've been doing a lot of featured roles. I've been getting a lot of parts. I have now become a working actor, and it's all because of this podcast and getting valuable information from the guests that are on my show. If you haven't listened to all my other 150 or so episodes, go back and listen to them, because every episode has a tip or trick from somebody who's working in this business. And take notes, get a pen and paper out, and start writing these things down and start applying them to your career so you too can get on the set and start living your dream. All right, now let's move on and get some more motivation from working successful actors. But before we do that, remember, I like to raise money for actors with something called the Actors Fund. I am a real estate broker here in Los Angeles. If you're moving to Los Angeles, if you're buying, selling, or leasing, teamriley.com, TEAMRILEY.com. Go there, you'll get all the information you need. And if you're anywhere in the United States and you're looking for a real estate agent, I have a free real estate agent referral service where I interview the real estate agents for you and I send you the best three agents in your hyper local area, and they will help you sell your house or they will help you find a house. And 10% of the proceeds goes directly to the Actors Fund. And if you know someone who's buying, selling, or leasing, just direct them to teamriley.com so they too can start living the life. And in return, as a referral fee, you can stay at my cabin up in Big Bear, California for up to a week. All right, enough of that. Now let's get back to motivating you to become a working actor and living your dream in the year 2022. Up next is...
Hi, what is your name?
Joanna Ray.
Right, so what advice would you have for an actor or an actress getting into this business today?
Surround yourself with good people and train, study, stay dedicated and focused, and don't get discouraged because you're going to get a lot of no's. I think having a good support system is important.
Another amazing answer. Awesome.
Another person that said you're going to get a lot of no's. I'm sure you know that you do get a lot of no's. I have done since last September, October, over 100 self-tapes. I'm not talking about submissions. So for me to get the little bit of work that I'm getting, that's how much behind the scenes it's going on. If you're acting in this business and you're on the set, even if it's an extra gig, just consider yourself lucky because there's so many people that want to do this. And if you're blessed enough to get that yes, show up on time, be professional, and live your dream. Okay, who's next?
Hi, what is your name?
Autumn Ray Shannon.
So, a young actor or actress get into the business today, what advice would you have for them?
Make sure to always stick to your morals and make sure to be confident. You don't need to be insecure because you just have to be yourself. If you love it, it'll come through and it'll show.
Thank you so much for that.
Of course.
To get more information on singer, songwriter, actor, dancer, Autumn Ray, just go to Instagram. It's It's Autumn Ray Shannon.
All right. Let's move on to the next motivational quote for 2022.
One quick question. What is your name?
Andy Norris.
And a young actor or actress getting into this business today, what advice would you have for them?
Train everything.
Train?
Yeah.
Just train.
Yep. Whatever you want to do, just keep training. Don't give up.
The shortest and probably the best answer I've ever received. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. And what's your current production that you're in?
Resident Evil Village.
Well, as long as it's evil, ANDI_Norris on Instagram for more information on this amazing actor. Okay, we're running out of time. We only have time for one more interview, and there's so many to choose from. Let's see what this film director has to say.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What is your name?
Marcel Walls.
Right, so what advice would you give to a young actor or young actress getting into the business today?
Are you sure? Are you sure? That's what I would tell him. And be prepared. That's what I would say. Be prepared, and that's it.
That's almost the shortest answer I've had. They said the exact same thing. One word, training.
That's what I mean with be prepared. Are you sure you want to do that? Because that means a lot of work. People think it's not a lot of work, but it is.
It is a lot of work.
January is already gone. Here we go, February through the rest of the year 2022. Hopefully you picked up some motivational points that would keep you going and following your dreams as an actor. Let's just review: train, study, be prepared, surround yourself with good people, stick to your morals, promote yourself on all socials. You're going to get a lot of no's, but one day somebody will say yes. It's a hard business to get into, so you better love it, enjoy it, keep trying, be yourself, and basically just follow your dreams. Because remember, what's the theme of this podcast? Dreams come true if you have one. So if you're listening, get a dream. Make sure it's not a nightmare. Film writer, producer, director Mukesh Modi is up next on Actors 2020 podcast. He directed Eric Roberts and Eugenia Kuzminya in a film called The Elevator. Can't wait for his interview. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Actors 2020 podcast. I'm Johnny Keith, your host. Now we're going to end this episode with something called The Lesson. Because life is a bitch. Gee, really? Why don't you tell me something I don't already know? Cause everywhere I go, people tell me what to do. Hey, go to church, go to school, you treat me like a fool. Now, I don't need religion, culture, or class. You don't like that fact? Well, you can kiss my ass. Yeah, I'm white and I rap. You got a problem with that? Loosen up and don't be so uptight. Take it easy, E. We got the whole night. Yes, I'm psyched. I'm ready to get the show on the road. I don't want to stop because I just might explode. I'll tell you what, home slice, I'm twice as nice than any bad boy rapper called Vanilla Ice. My lesson, yeah, it's hip. In case you didn't know what, I'm here to inform you, I'm better than snow. I don't moonwalk or dunk like these Michael J's, but I can hold my own. You hear what I say? Now listen, learn, because here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down, JK is gonna take you for a ride uptown. Yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. Now when it comes to pot, crack, tweak, or blow, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up the booty, cause they'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the hell does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a five line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life spun out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to hell with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yeah, final lesson here, of course it's number three. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games. Now I'm kicking ass and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, that was a long, hard crawl. But it was all worth it, I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there when I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion.
You can be like me, enjoying fame and fortune. Boom! That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Peace out. Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye.